and thoroughly on 1095. It's a very intricate bill, and it's so difficult. I mean, it reflects kind of a lot of my legislation. So I would, Madam Chairman, defer to Mr. Sackass to explain this deep bill.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Rich Sackass, registered lobbyist for Association of County Officials.
Welcome.
Thank you. One of the things that I think you're taught early as a lobbyist is to pick your prime sponsors very carefully. And I guess I would say that for this committee's redefinition of simple bills, I would entertain that this is a simple bill too. So primarily what this legislation does, or this proposed legislation, is it brings about permissive legislation that would add another size to the size of plats that can be recorded in the Register of Deeds office. It would add that 11 by 17 size plats could then be recorded, as well as the other two sizes of 15 by 26 and 8.5 by 14. The reason why this this bill is brought, it's brought on behalf of the Register of Deeds, and across the state, more and more Register of Deeds are moving to imaging systems for storing documents. I mean, they still have to follow the regular guidelines of storage, but for ease of locating documents and just, I guess, moving with the times, Register of Deeds are moving to the imaging systems. And they have found that the 11 by 17 size plat is more easily recorded with the equipment that is available and is affordable. And so with that, I guess I would entertain any questions.
Well, I have a question. My question is, why do we have to have in law any dimensions? Why can't we just say each plat will be filed with the Register of Deeds? I mean, do we really need to tell them what sizes they are?
I think that primarily for uniformity to some extent, because of the storage units that we use for plats. I mean, if you get down to sizes that are too small to where we can't make duplications of them or provide, provide duplicate copies to them to the industry, that could be a problem.
But if the county is the one that continues, and I think that's where the permanent record is,
yes,
can't they make the decision what size file boxes they want to buy and let the county decide? And what are we doing in there?
Well, I guess for uniformity's sake, to some extent, so that the industry itself, when the surveyors are putting together plats, they're not finding that on one side of the state that this Register of Deeds is requiring this size of plat, when all the others in the state are requiring another size of plat. And so if you did set that where you did have local control on it, to that extent, I think that there could be a problem from the industry.
Madam Chairman.
I feel like I'm about to be pounced upon. Yes, I'm going to go to Albers first.
No, I don't.
Oh,
I was just giving you a look.
Oh, I got the look. Senator Vitter.
I think Madam Chairman, it prevents from having a warehouse to house these things. It makes sense to do that. It will only take us 40 minutes to decide on this one.
I think, if I may, Madam Chair, the simpler the bill, the more discussion it gets.
I hope not. I hope that is not true. Well, I mean, it just seems to me like if a certain county has file cabinets this size, they can decide that that's what size they want them and publicize it. But I guess that's too simple. We have to get our fingers.
I think
the
just from the standpoint of from the surveyor's standpoint, I think that they would like to have some type of standard statewide. And basically, we're just adding another size that they may use. So we're not dictating the size. They have to choose from one of these three. So we're just adding another size to it. So
I understand. I'm sure glad I got on this bill, Senator Olson. Is there further discussion or questions? No. Okay. Thank you. Are there other proponents to House Bill 1095? Proponents. Seeing none, are there opponents? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 1095? Seeing none, I will close testimony and ask for final disposition of the bill. Senator Albers moved, do pass. Senator Vitter seconded. Is there discussion? Senator Reedy?
I'd just like to know if this is clear enough for Senator Olson to be able to vote on it now.
Madam Chairman.
Please.
Senator Reedy, I spent a lot of time with this bill last night, and I think there's a really good possibility I'm not going to have to explain it at all.
Good point. Those in favor of do pass on House Bill 1095 signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Secretary, will please call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Senator Diedrich.
Aye.
Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Reedy.
Aye.
Senator Bitter.
Aye.
Senator Hand.
Aye.
Move consent.
The motion has been made and seconded to send the bill to the floor by consent. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion carried. Okay, next Monday we will have our regular meeting. I thank you all for coming. Glad to see you. And we will meet on Monday morning, bright and early. The meeting is adjourned.